You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, first day in pads. It's good to get out there. I see the guys flying around. I thought you definitely saw an increase in intensity. We're continuing with our installation, so we have 3 full days of installation. We're trying to be very aggressive here early, and I think that showed up a little bit in some things where we gotta continue to get better. And sometimes when you put more in, the fundamental element is something we gotta continue to stress and emphasize. We had too many drops today. I thought that was something that was a disappointment from watching practice. Just as we're out there, I think guys are doing a good job of trying to work to get themselves open. Quarterbacks did a pretty good job locating the ball for the most part, but just missed opportunities. And give credit to the guys on the defensive side. I thought they were flying around today, working to be aggressive. I thought it was a good day. I thought we saw some good physicality, especially in some of our competitive drills that we're doing, and just continue to build off that. We're going to go essentially the first 4 practices here tomorrow. It is Tuesday. Will be good work day. A little lighter on the installation. Get to see guys really hone in on those fundamentals, and then we're going to scrimmage on Friday. So I want to see these guys, what they can take, what they're going to do. So we're going to push. Push that quick, and we'll be able to get rolling there. Come on Thursday, the next practice, you'll know.
With the big guys in pads.
I guess I'll be done unless you start asking.
Sorry, Mike. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I did not mean to keep going.
With the big guys in pads, what did you take away from what they were able to do today?
I thought it was some good things that showed up. I saw some physicality. Our older players. I thought watching Pat, Daryl. Some of those guys. That have been through. You saw the fundamental focus, and taking the strength and the power and the size, and then being able to implement that was really it was a positive for me to see. But we get a good sense of where guys are. That offensive line group is one that we got some experienced players, but also really trying to push some of these either the newcomers or the guys that are a little bit younger to see them progress along, and so. Really going to challenge them with that, but I thought, like I said, I thought it was a good day.
I was going to ask you on the O-line, is Bryce Nesty's coming along to where he can maybe?
We're looking for that consistency, and I think when you sit there and you look at that group of guys that are still that have been a little bit younger in their progression, Estes, Julian, Jalen Early, he had some really good reps today. But those guys. It's time to take a step, and you can have a flash, you can have a moment, but we got to see consistency. And they're all fighting for time and opportunity, so it's going to be a big part of what we're doing. It's good to see Lucas Simmons, being able to image so much of the fall. So really, this is kind of tying into just that first part of what he's able to do. But excited about kind of way he's progressing.
What have you seen from Daniel Lyons?
Daniel Lyons. I've been really excited. KJ Sampson, did some good things. As a young guy that flashed today, but we needed to be play in and play out, and that's where the work that these guys are putting in, things that they're doing with their body. You just want to see that. You want to see that push. You want to see that element utilizing the fundamentals on a play in and play out basis. But Daniel's somebody we're counting on, and when you see. See that, but I think he's definitely getting better.
About the running backs, who's starting to stand out?
I thought Rodell had some really good runs. All those guys have had their moments. I really like the things I'm seeing with Jalen Lucas. Obviously LT has been been good. You know, we've got a pretty good sense of where he is. He's carrying his body weight well. All those things. You know, it's good to see some of the newcomers. You know, seeing Cam out there. You know, working through it. He's picking it up really quick. I think he's got a good understanding. Kaziah is continuing to take another step in his game. So I think it's a really good running back room. Sam Singleton did a big run today. Showcasing his speed. So it's a good group. And those guys continue to emerge.
You mentioned the drops. Were that more the concentration variety? What kind of needs to improve in that category?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it's fundamental, some of it's probably the focus element of getting distracted by turning their heads up upfield too quick or taking their eyes off at the last second. When you add a physical element, you got a DB that's in good position fighting for you. I mean, it's aggressive. It's man on man. Go get the ball.
What do you think about quarterbacks week one?
I've been pleased. There's been really good work. I think DJ's handled himself as a newcomer coming in and understanding that this is a pretty hefty load for installation. But I think you can see that the work that he's invested, even building up to spring ball. I mean, he doesn't seem lost in any moment. There are some things fundamentally tying it all together that I think can continue to he can continue to benefit from. I think Brock has, you could see Brock being in and being the next year, just confidence in where he's supposed to go, what he's supposed to do. He's only going to get better as utilizing the fundamentals. But I like that, and Luke has been really good for the first 3 days. There's some things that he will continue to learn and grow through. But I mean, him, Trevor, like those guys are, it's a good group.
Zero
last
six.
One.
No, I'm gonna change it. How special is this? The rules of engagement. I didn't know that was the last one. This weekend, having the former players here and these recruits, it's kind of the past, present, future.
No, absolutely. That's what this program's about. It's the people make the place, and the guys that have come before us. Yesterday was a great celebration of guys. For their pro day, guys are taking that next step. It's great to see a lot of those guys out here. Encouraging, celebrating. And then the past players, guys that have come back just to be around this weekend. Obviously, it was great. We had a little event last night to kind of recognize them for what they've done and accomplished. And it's really just a great experience to continue to build the relationship for all different generations. And then seeing those guys come out and pour into the current players. Obviously, as when they're on campus, you get to see some of the for the recruits that we have in to be able to visit with them and just talk about the experience of what it is to be a Seminole.
Thanks, coach.